The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a warm welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. You are tuned in to Friday's edition of the podcast, where the racing comes from York, Carlisle and Newton Abbot, domestically in the afternoon with Wolverhampton hosting an evening card, and across the Irish Sea in Dundalk. You'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Gary Capel, Rory Delaghi and Gareth Topham in the studio. But for now on the podcast, my name is Sam Norris and I'm joined by Rory Delaghi to have a look at some of Friday's action. How are you today, Rory?
I'm not too bad, not bad at all.
Good stuff. Getting into October now, so sort of getting into the more meaty jumps races. Are you a jumps man or do you prefer the flat?
I'm a jumps man through and through, to be honest. As a betting medium, you're probably better off with the flat as a rule. But in terms of love of the sport, I'm a man for the winter game.
Yeah, and some cracking jumps races coming up. Any real standouts for you coming up over the next month or so?
Not really. No, it's a case of if you just read the papers today, you've got O'Fuilan's Boy, last year's RSA winner, out for the season, and you can't take anything for granted this time of the year. So essentially, it's a bit of a watching brief through October, see who turns up and where they go, and then essentially for me, the season really starts with the open meeting at Cheltenham, and we'll get an idea of what's what around that time. So one or two I'm looking out for. Mini Cloud's a horse that I had a lot of time for last season, and his form ties in with one running at Newton Abbot tomorrow. So he's one I think who'd be interesting for either the Paddy Power or the Hennessy. I don't think we saw the best of him last year, and there's more to come from him as a chaser.
Yeah, absolutely. Plenty to look forward to for jumps racing fans. And we'll look ahead then to three races from Friday. The first of those that we'll come to is the 2:30 from York, a 5 furlong handicap this one. Who do you like in this one?
I'm very keen on Eccleston here. The going's going to be soft at York this weekend. I'm sweet and one on Saturday, but I'll let someone else deal with that one. But Eccleston's a real mud lover. He bolted up on very soft ground at Sandown in April from a subsequent listed winner in Hey Chude. Had no chance against Mecca's Angel at Hamilton. If Mecca's Angel now looks like an absolutely top-notch sprinter. She'd have gone very close in the Abai if she'd gone there. So no disgrace in that. Was a bit below form behind Shamshon here at York later in May, but came back from a break to run a cracker back again on soft ground at Sandown last time out, when finishing fourth behind Chilworth Icon in a big field. Stopped in his run a couple of times there as well, and would have won, I think, with a clear run. He still looks perfectly well handicapped, will handle the conditions better than most here, and although he's got top weight, he is a bit of a class act in this field.
Yeah, it is, and 20 runner handicap. And anything caught your eye as an each way play?
You could give half of these some sort of chance. Off those in behind, Magical Macy has fallen a long way in the weights. Was rated in the hundreds this time last year. Hasn't really fired this season, but does handle soft ground. There'd be no surprise to see that one bounce back, but a bit of a shot in the dark with him.
Okay, Eccleston then, the one for Rory in the first race that we've come to, the 2:30 at York. We go then to Newton Abbot for the next one on our podcast, the 3:55 this, 2 mile 5 furlong intermediate chase. It looks a cracking race, this one, Rory.
This is worthy of the Cheltenham Festival, and several of these actually ran against each other at the festival last year. Takin de Soy is the obvious one, having won the JLT, beating Uxie's Ange at the festival last year. One of the few races I missed at the festival. My baby son was being born as they were running in the JLT last year. So,
so you can't complain.
I missed the Thursday, but I think you can forgive me that, perfectly honest. There was a suggestion I should call my son Tarquin. didn't really
might
work
be
out.
Difficult
it
for him at
said.
School.
No, exactly. So we spared him that. He's the one to beat. Wonderful Charm was behind him, only fifth at the festival. He's better than he showed there and should do better. But the one I was interested in here, because I think there's no prices for this as yet, but I thought one that would be overpriced is the supposed Paul Nicholls second string, Black Thunder. He fell in the RSA when last seen. It was going okay at the time in the race won by Off Whelan's Boy. I thought he didn't get the best of rides when second to the impressive Quorum Wood at Warwick on his previous start. And his earlier form reads very well. He'd beaten Shotgun Paddy at Lingfield in a grade two before that. Shotgun Paddy went on to win a big handicap at Warwick on his next start. And prior to that, he'd beaten Mini Clouds. Now, I've just said that Mini Clouds is a horse I'm really looking forward to this season. Black Thunder looked like he could have been as good as anything over fences in the early part of last season. And because he didn't complete at the festival, I think he's been forgotten by a few people. He's still on a fair mark as well. Whether Paul Nicholls wants to sort of spare him for a handicap campaign, I'm not entirely sure. And he may just need the run, but that's never been the case with him in the past. And given Nick Schoolfield rides when you would have thought Sam Twist and Davis would have the choice, I think people will ignore him in the market when they shouldn't do. I think he is a class act in a really tough race. This is a fantastic contest for Newton Abbott. But Black Thunder might just provide a bit of value.
Okay, there we go then. Black Thunder for Rory and that one, who could go off at a big price in what looks an absolute cracking contest at Newton Abbott. Final race then that we will come to on Friday's edition of the podcast is the 450 from Carlisle, a Class 3 2-mile handicap chase. This one, who's caught the eye here?
Robin's Command, not hugely difficult to find, and this is his toughest task to date, but he's been a revelation this summer, not been out of the first two in his last seven starts, really thriving. He's done most of his racing at Perth recently, but that's merely because Perth has staged most meetings near where he's trained. No jumps meeting at Ayr or Carlisle, for example, but Carlisle now back for their winter season, and he should have no problem with the track at all. He was a little unlucky to get mugged on the line by Clara Native at Perth in his penultimate start. Did everything right that day, jumped well, seemed to have the race and safe keeping, and was essentially mugged. He then came back out and beat Final Assault in good style last time, another improved performance. Final Assault is better off in the weights now, but I still think that Robin's Command is going the right way. He seems to just pull out enough to win. I got the impression that if Clara Native had caught him earlier on his penultimate start, he'd have fought back and won that day, and he can take advantage of his relative fitness and the fact that he's up to speed at this stage. He'll find it tougher in a couple of months' time, but he's a hard horse to desert at the moment given the form that he's in.
And who are you looking to follow him in? I mean, we have only got the six here, so for forecast purposes, would you be looking at else? I mean, none of these horses really have sparkling form from last season.
No, I mean, the obvious one to follow him home is the one who chased him home last time, Final Assault. Again, plenty of these coming back off a layoff. The likes of Bright Abbey, It's a Man's World, have been seen on the flat since last jumping a fence, but neither of those appeals a huge amount. Classic Move is another one, been off for the best part of 6 months. Shouldn't lack for fitness, but was well beaten when we last saw him, and given that Final Assault is fit and ran a decent race to be second to the selection last time out, up £2 for that, but should again run well. He's not the easiest to win with, but he is consistent, so the forecast looks an obvious one.
Yep, fair enough then. Robin's Command in the 450 then for Rory. If you could just remind us then please one more time of your three selections for Friday's racing.
Yes, in the 2:30 at York, I'm with Eccleston. The 3:55 at Newton Abbott, Black Thunder is the selection there, and in the 4:50 at Carlisle, Robin's Command.
Fantastic stuff. There we are then, thoughts of Rory Delaghi on William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast, and you can join Rory for all of the racing tomorrow from 1:50 p.m. in the company of Gary Capel and Gareth Topham on Racing Radio, where we've got action from York, Carlisle and Newton Abbott in the afternoon, Wolverhampton in the evening, and an Irish meeting from Dundalk. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Rory, and good luck with your selections on Friday.
Thank you very much indeed.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.